Hello, my loves. I am so excited to spend time with you today. I have consumed so much caffeine that I can taste colors and see sounds. So we'll see how this goes. I want to chat with you about my erotic love notes. And if you want to book one, please send me a message or DM just saying love note to Patreon or Instagram at Strawberry Smut Cakes. I'm going to leave the links to both of those accounts below in the show notes. So here is the plan. I want to tell you where the idea came from, how I do it, what I've seen from doing it, and what you receive from this. After all of that, I'm going to read a love note that I wrote for my Patreon collective last February. And this is an example of what these love notes sound like, what they feel like. So you have an idea of, like, an even more like tangible idea of what it is. Okay. I got the idea, last year through this woman named Jess. You can find her on Instagram at The Sweet Slow. She is a poet. She's also intuitive. She created an offer that she tunes into the person she's reading for. I was about to say her audience, but the person she is reading for. So she tunes into them and tunes into their energy specifically and writes a poem for them with a typewriter on this beautiful paper, and she snail mails it. And I was like, what a phenomenal idea. So I booked one, of course. And while I was waiting to receive mine, I don't identify as a poet, or I don't really spend a ton of time with poetry, but I mean, y'all do know. I love writing erotica. I am intuitive. I do pick up on things from people. And I was like, what if I create my own version of this? And so that's when the erotic love notes came online, where I tune into people's sexual energy and create essentially a love letter from what I am hearing and seeing and picking up on. So how I do this. When you book your love note, I get myself grounded and tuned into, it's almost like, I don't want to say attached to your energy, but I get myself in a position where I can hear, because I'm clairaudient primarily. Clairvoyance is right behind that clairaudience. So I get myself grounded, I tune into your energy, and that's when I start hearing and seeing images coming up. And while that's happening, I am taking notes on that. And then I take those notes, which look like sentence fragments, real talk. And that's when I create the love note that you are receiving. Usually when I am creating the love note, I start to hear more things. So it's a really fun process. I really love doing them. Everyone's energy, I mean, this is obvious, of course, like everyone's energy is so unique and so beautiful. It's fascinating to see what comes through with each person. The things that I've seen that always entertain me are, well, it's two things. There are two main things that come up. And it's one thing is the things that stay hidden. There are things that it's either the client doesn't acknowledge or want to acknowledge. It's almost like a, how do I want to say this? Like, I'm thinking about a computer. It's almost like something that's running in the background on your computer or your phone that you're not fully aware of. And it might be eating up the battery, you know? It might be like things that we don't necessarily want to see or admit, or something that we're feeling ashamed of. Though there's usually some hidden stuff that like comes up to the surface, along with some desires that also come up to the surface. The other thing that comes up, not only through these love notes, but my longer sessions with clients where I'm actually like sitting with them on a Zoom call and like reading their energy, is their little kid parts. Their little kid parts will come up and they talk to me sometimes. It's also so entertaining. A lot of times, what's happening in our adult life, what is driving the behavior of us as adults are the little kid parts. The parts of us that don't feel lovable, that want to be seen, but they're afraid of being seen. The parts that lean in towards maladaptive coping strategies to receive love, to receive attention. Ways that those little kid parts will avoid receiving love, even though they simultaneously want it, or they avoid parts of themselves, or the adult is avoiding parts of themselves because of what it has meant to their little kid parts. So, with this, what ends up kind of like what you get out of this experience of receiving the love note is the door to the hidden stuff opens up in like a beautiful way. So every time I talk about this, I can feel that there's like a lot of fear that comes up. And my intention when I do these is the intention that I set when I do them is to obviously hear as clearly as possible. I hear, exactly what your energy wants me to know, but I also set the intention that whatever comes through, it will not be overwhelming for you to receive or for me to receive. That usually puts people at ease. And so, and it's funny when I say that, like if I'm doing like a one-on-one session with someone, I can feel their energy like relax and calm down. And when that happens, I can hear better. So, like more stuff comes through when my client is relaxed. So, yeah, if that's you and you're like, "Oh, I don't know if I want to be seen and I don't know," you're feeling a little bit nervous about that. Nothing I'm going to say or write is going to feel negative or bad or overwhelming because of that intention that I sent that I set prior to writing these and tuning into your energy. But like the door that opens here, and sometimes it's the secret hidden door, is your self-expression, like how it wants to come through. I receive a lot of like visual imagery. I'm thinking of one client specifically who all her energy always shows me water. She's booked multiple love notes, and there's always a lot of water involved. I've had clients show me trees. The clients show me gardens. There's a lot of nature involved when I'm doing these. It's, yeah, everyone's imagery is always so beautiful. I had someone tell me years ago that people love being a part of someone's art. I can't remember the context of this. And as a former art model, yes, it was such an honor and such a privilege to do that work and to be the subject of someone's art and see, going back to the uniqueness of everyone's self-expression, getting to witness that. And so this is almost like my version of that, of you get to be, I take your energy and I make a work of art with it, and then I give it to you. I also see what your specific energy wants you to know right now. There's a lot of stuff that for some, I'm thinking about some people like specifically or some clients specifically where their energy is so loud and they're like right now, like they need to know this right now. And I'm like, I got you. Okay. We're locking in. We're doing the thing. Some people feel a little bit more like their energy feels a little softer, a little more timid. Nothing is good, bad, or right or wrong. It just is what it is. I have to, sit with that energy a little bit longer. So it almost like it's what I wait for that energy to trust me, and then it starts to come through. So if you struggle with being seen, you feel ashamed for your sexuality, for your sexual expression, for your creative expression, you've experienced trauma, you are nervous about receiving pleasure specifically, and nervous about just who you are, how you move, how you be sexually, creatively. If you're feeling blocked in some kind of way, sexually or creatively, these love notes are definitely for you. These are, again, a lot of the hidden things that I end up seeing and hearing, but I am able to create something beautiful from that. I know everything I just listed from like shame and trauma and like all that, the nervous, fearful energy. We can create something beautiful from that. You don't have to live in that space, right? These are also things to come back to over and over and over again. So it's like you book the reading, I send you your love note. It takes me about 5 to 7 business days to get them to you. I spend a lot of time with them. So you receive it, you read through it, you have your initial feelings, right? I would say give it like 3 to 5 days, revisit it. Give it a month, revisit it. Come back to it and see what else jumps out at you. See how you feel about it after some time has gone by. See what it inspires you to do. And how it inspires you to feel, see what it opens up for you. I'm trying to see if there's anything else. Let me think or feel into if there's anything else I want to say about this before I read you the collective love note on Patreon. Oh, one more thing. Because I mentioned I have a client who has booked multiple of these. For her specifically, it's been so fun to watch how her energy has evolved. Because if I look at the first love note I wrote her, and then the most recent one, I can see this evolution of her spirit, soul, energy, however you want to view that, over time. And I'm able to see like the work that she has done on herself. And it's just a really, really beautiful journey or path to witness. So that's also an option as well. If you book one and then a few months later or a few weeks later, you want to book another one, that's also available. Okay, I am going to, let's see, we're going to pull up this love note from February of last year. Okay, so this is the example. This is the Patreon love note that I sent to them last February. Dearest, there are fireflies around you, offering bits of light to gently bring your attention and awareness to the places where you've stored your old hurts, traumas, disappointments, guilt, and shame. The dark spaces between your ribs that have become storage units for the things you don't speak of are illuminated by the glow of the firefly lights, as well as the shattered heart pieces that got stuck in your pelvis when it broke. The kaleidoscope of your body is a transformative ecosystem, renewing, refreshing, blossoming, nourishing, and shedding. Velvet, flower, petaled fingertips tend to the earthy soil of your skin while the rain of grief washes out the inside of your lungs. Moth and butterfly chrysalises hang from the bottom of your heart, alchemizing old wounds into light-winged creatures that will migrate to your belly, reminding you of newfound desire and beauty that can be found in the depths of heartbreak. Streams of water flow down your spine, emptying inside the soft, strong bowl of your pelvis. Twisted tree roots in your thighs ache to be pulled open, stretched wide so the water has space to flow and release. You were made for this. No matter what they said or did, you were made to hold, to feel, to move, and express this soul deep, unfiltered, raw, and wild energy. All right, my dears. Once again, if you would like to receive one of these love notes or you want to gift one to a friend or your significant other, just send the words love note to Patreon or Instagram at Strawberry Smut Cakes. I am so excited to read for you. I love you so much, and I will talk to you soon.